Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is out of Bloomington, Illinois. This is actually the city that I spent 10 years in before I moved here. Miller Park Zoo there. Bloomington, Illinois, population 125,000 probably. Flamingo at Miller Park Zoo was euthanized Monday after it was hit by a rock. Jay Tetzloff, director of the city-owned zoo, told the Pantograph there, a juvenile guest accidentally injured a flamingo on Monday by skipping a rock into the habitat. And unfortunately, staff determined the best course of action, given the animal's injuries, was to euthanize the bird. The flamingo's exhibit opened in June of 2016. They are saying it was truly an unfortunate accident, and they are working with the juvenile's family to move forward. I'm looking for, there was a version of the story that said exactly, but the rock broke the flamingo's legs, and that's why the flamingo had to be put down. I don't know how old the juvenile is. To me, that makes a big difference in the conversation we're going to have later. They're just saying juvenile.
Okay. We wanted to get right to the heart of this, so we called up the Kansas City Zoo. And joining us on the line right now is KC Zoo Director Randy Wistoff. Randy, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Happy to join you.
I think the first question that a lot of people are looking at this, and we were kicking this around, is this an animal cruelty case where a kid skips a rock into an exhibit and it really, obviously, to the point where they had to euthanize, it injures a flamingo?
Yeah, I guess, you know, we need to know all the details. My guess is, you know, it's springtime. Today, our zoo is just packed with school kids, field trips, a lot of adrenaline pumping out there with sunshine finally. And a lot of times kids wander, their attention wanders. They may be standing exhibit and with teacher and talking about something. There may be a kid whose mind is somewhere else, picks up a rock and thinks, God, this would be really fun to skip it across the water. Had no idea the potential for what was going to happen. So until you know all the details, I don't know. You always like to give them the benefit of the doubt, but taking care of the animals is so important to all of us. And watching, you know, we have a lot of staff members out on the zoo ground. We adopted a policy a few years ago. We have signage all over the place throughout the zoo that says, see something, say something, and it has our office hotline number that if we see anybody doing anything out of the ordinary, an animal in trouble, kids kind of being a little too rowdy, we ask them to call our hotline. We answer that, find out what's going on, and we send some of our security team or our employees to the site immediately. So one of those unfortunate things. I know Jay Tetzloff very well. He worked for me when I was up in the Omaha Zoo. And, you know, we always take it really hard, and it's unfortunate. But until you know the details, you just don't know how to address it.
So what we know from the story out of the Pantograph is that before the incident, the zoo had 25 flamingos in an exhibit. It's located near the entrance, and the exhibit makes the flamingos the unofficial zoo greeters. So it's going to encounter a lot of kids being right there by the entrance.
Right.
We don't need, you know, all of the biology of flamingos, but is that pretty, you know, we know about skinny legs, and we know that if you break one of those legs, maybe the healing isn't the best. But that's what happened here, was that the rock broke one of the legs on the flamingo and they had to put it down. Does that surprise you that was the result?
Again, you'd have to know the situation and where it was broken and how bad and if the bird had any other injuries. It's always a case-by-case basis. Many, many, many years ago, when I was at the Omaha Zoo, we had a flamingo that had an artificial leg that we made out of a fiberglass fishing pole. That, you know, the bird lived. But again, if you don't know the situation, I can't really respond to that. But you know, I know in any zoo's veterinary staff and animal staff are always looking if there's a way to not have to get to euthanasia. That's always the preferred course. But the severity of the injury may have just been that they couldn't save the bird.
Talking with Kansas City Zoo Director Randy Wistoff here on 98.1 KMBZ. I know you said you have signs up, but does this happen where kids, maybe some adults behaving like jerks, where they will toss something into an enclosure?
Or go over the, you know, the fencing of an enclosure to take a picture or something like that? Or are you having a harder time containing people's behavior?
I don't. I've been doing this for 42 years. I'd say people are people, and you have a few situations. It's not what we'd say so problematic that we are talking about putting big walls up and creating more barriers. Most people, when people love their local zoo, you find an awful lot of guests that will help you also with kind of watching people and calling them out and telling people they're doing something wrong. And you know, hopefully most of it isn't malicious. It's just being over rambunctious. But we do get a few instances a year where we have to go talk to people and really protect our animals.
I know that you guys are open year-round, and which is fantastic, but springtime is here. I'm sure you guys are about to get busy. What's going on at the Kansas City Zoo here in the springtime into summer?
Well, we're just waiting for dry weather. We got a perfect day today. We just opened a camel feeding deck, opportunity for kids to come up and feed our camels. We're rehabilitating and remodeling our tree kangaroo exhibit. We got a brand new hippo that will start going out on exhibit, Cairo, a little 4-year-old that we acquired. And then later this summer, we are going to have, we're going to bring a sloth in. The world is absolutely crazy right now for sloths. So we'll be adding one to the zoo sometime later this summer.
Sloths are hot right now. That's what I just learned.
They are. I couldn't believe it. Of all the animals in the world, that's what my staff and visitors want most. It's crazy, absolutely crazy.
Sloths are hot at the Kansas City Zoo. Randy, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Thanks, Randy.
Randy Wistoff, Kansas City Zoo Director here on 98.1 KMBZ.
So again, if you missed the story, this is out of Miller Park Zoo, out of central Illinois. They, I guess, have one of the bigger flamingo exhibits in the country. They've got 25 of them that are in an exhibit that are near the entrance, and you had a juvenile, we don't know the age of this kid, that skipped a rock across water. It hit the flamingo in the leg and broke its leg. Now, I don't know how difficult that is or how hard you have to be throwing that rock, but it broke the flamingo's leg and the flamingo had to be put down. They are calling it an accident. They keep using that word, accident. And they determined the best course of action, given the animal's injuries, was to euthanize the bird.
All right, 576-7798.
Let's as long as we're riled up about animals this hour.
And we'll just make it the 10 o'clock hour of the animal hour. Do you charge the kid? And you said he might be 17, he might
Who
be
knows?
5. We don't know. Let's call him 12.
No idea.
Let's just split the middle here. Let's say he's 12 years old. Do you charge the kid with animal cruelty? It was an accident, as you said. But sometimes when you have an accident, you get punished for it.
Let me ask this. Sometimes kids get rowdy. I was aware of kids when I was growing up that we had a lot of cats when we were kids. And regardless of how you feel about cats, that I had cousins that would come over to my house and like put the cats in the fireplace.
Get out of here.
I mean, so yes, sometimes it's an accident, but sometimes kids, especially boys that are cruel sometimes, know exactly what they're doing. You know, sometimes I think it's conceivable, and listen, I always advocate for the kid, but I think it's conceivable that if this was a 12-year-old, to use your example, that they were skipping the rock across water in order to hit the flamingo because they thought it was cool.
I don't,
you know?
I can't say you're wrong.
I think it's,
I mean,
boys are boy, and I don't know if it was a boy, but
it
kids
has
are kids.
To be a boy. It's not a girl. You don't do this stuff.
Usually it's boys that are rowdier like that, that are messing around with animals, and I think it's, now I don't know if he knew what could happen. Frankly, I don't know that that could happen. I wouldn't know that hitting a flamingo in the leg would lead it to being euthanized. But what if it wasn't an accident? What if the kid was messing with the flamingo?
Because if you've seen a flamingo, I mean, even at the Kansas City Zoo, you know, they're out there, they're standing, they're on one leg. There's some water, you know, it's not the deepest water in the world. They're standing there, but there's not a ton of open space.
Right.
So if you're going to you're going to try to skip a rock in there, and we all know how to skip rocks.
Yeah.
All right. You know where your rock is going to project forward. Mm-hmm. I think you charge the kid with animal cruelty.
And if you're aiming it, you know, in the direction of the flamingo. Now, I don't think a kid's going to know that hitting the flamingo in the leg is going to break its leg and then lead to it being euthanized. People were asking.
But he's trying to hit the flamingo. I think he is.
I don't know if it was completely an accident, but I don't think he intended for it to die, but I don't know if it was entirely an accident. People were asking, I saw comments on a different version of the story. People were asking, should the parents have to pay for the flamingo? Whatever it costs for them to secure another flamingo. In other words, do you place any blame? People were asking, was the kid not supervised?
Well, he's there on a Monday, so maybe it was a school trip.
Might have been a school trip.
Again, the reason we don't know a lot of details, because it's a kid.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. People are telling me stories on the text line of what their kids have done.
All right, I want to hear them.
To animals.
I want to hear them. 576-7798. Text in 22980. And you think we should charge this kid? Should this kid get charged with animal cruelty? It doesn't sound like an accident. They may be trying to cover up for the kid.
So here was the other question we asked this morning. What if this was you walking your dog? And I don't know dogs well enough, but you were walking your dog or you brought your cat. I don't know. But something that could be easily injured out to a park. And a kid does this to your animal. What do you want done
to
the kid?
If you injure the dog so bad that the dog has to be euthanized, I am on this microphone screaming that your kid gets charged with animal cruelty.
So why is this not the same thing?
Because it's a flamingo and no one loves a flamingo.
And in a zoo, in a public place where there's a lot of activity.
Yep.
I think there's a difference for people between it being a dog and this flamingo.
I charge the kid with animal cruelty. I don't think I charge him to if there's levels of it, you know, the first degree of animal cruelty. But I cite the kid.
How young are you going on charges?
10.
10? So if it's younger than 10, he doesn't know what he's doing? If this kid is 17?
17, charge.
For sure.
Yes. 576-7798. 576-7798. Would love to hear from you. Do you charge him? What have your kids done? We've got a lot coming in on the text line that's making Jamie's face squirm.
It is amazing what kids will do to animals.
It's awful. It is awful what some kids will do to animals.
What do you think should happen to the kid? The zoo is calling it an accident, and it looks like they're not doing anything. Although there was one comment in the story saying, we're working it out with the kid's family, whatever that means.
What does a flamingo cost?
I don't know.
The whole project cost about $300,000. The city of, where is this?
Bloomington, Illinois.
The city committed about $150,000 to the project.
It's 25 flamingos. I believe it's one of the larger flamingo exhibits in the country. So, I don't know.
Let's see here. 300,000 divided by 25. That's about It's about $1,200 a flamingo.
At more than 20 flamingos, it still has one of the largest housed at zoos in the country. One of the biggest groups of flamingos. It's weird wording. Biggest groups of flamingos in the country.
576-7798. Richard is in Independence. Hi, Richard. What should happen to this kid?
The kid, it could be considered an accident, but parents are still responsible for the kid. However, Mr. Wicked,
yeah.
You have opened a can of worms. flamingos. My daughter would come through the radio, if she could, after your obscene remark about who cares about flamingos.
How old is your daughter?
She's 47 years old.
47 and loves flamingos.
Yes, she has a flamingo coffee cup that we gave her for Mother's Day. We all signed flamingos for her birthday, and she doesn't know it yet. I don't think she knows who I am on the radio, but we're going to coat and inundate her yard, and they have companies that do this with flamingos for her for her 50th birthday.
Can she own a flamingo? Can you have one as a pet?
No, I don't think so. You probably could, but the care that you would have to care for a flamingo would be prohibitive for most people.
What I meant, Richard, was that we don't love, as a whole, flamingos the way we love dogs and cats. If this was a kid that flung a rock and it injured a dog so bad it had to be euthanized, people will be up in arms. But because it's a flamingo and not a traditional pet, we don't care
as much.
You know, there's 8 billion people on the face of the earth, but my daughter's one that would beg to differ with that.
Hey, Richard, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you getting in. And I think it's cool. Everybody has their thing. My wife loves squirrels because it was the mascot of her sorority. And we got so much squirrel crap around our house, it's unbelievable.
Here's the problem, though. When your kids are hurting animals, to me, that is the first of a sequence of things that perhaps has them hurting people later. Usually that's, you know, people that are domestic abusers or people that exhibit acts of violence as adults. It usually starts with animals at home. It's that first element of power that the kid has power over is an animal. And that's usually what violence is about, is power. So I don't know if the kid should be charged, but I don't think that you treat this just as an accident. I think, and it depends on the age of the kid. But you need to make sure this kid knows that it's not okay to hurt animals.
Mike writes, yes. This is on our Facebook page. Sorry. Mike writes, yes, make the kid pay for a new flamingo. Why wouldn't he be charged? Anita says, no, make the kid do community service at the zoo to learn to appreciate the animals.
And right. And some people are saying that it's the zoo's fault for allowing you to get close enough to the flamingos if they're that fragile. That if you're allowing them to get close enough to the flamingos that you can hurt them, then it's the zoo's fault.
But you're not walking up to the flamingos and flicking them in the knee. Right. You know?
It's not designed for that.
Go to the Kansas City Zoo. You'll see how far away from the flamingos you are. Now, you are somewhat close. I mean, you're within 15 feet of a flamingo, 12 feet of a flamingo. But you can throw a rock pretty far. Kids trying to skip it across the water. It could hit a flamingo and hurt it so bad you have to kill it.
Yeah, I mean, I generally think you expect kids not to act like jerks when they're at the zoo. And so you don't feel like you got to put, if you were to put cages around these animals so high, you wouldn't be able to see them, you know?
Right.
So there's that line between making sure you have access to them, but also protecting them.
It's on our Facebook page. Go ahead and let us know. Facebook.com/981KMBZ. We have a poll question about Shih Tzus. Are they cute or ugly?
This is the dumbest one we've done.
This
in a
is
long
my.
Time.
I love this.
It's the dumbest poll question we've done in forever.
Are the dogs Shih Tzus cute or ugly? Jamie, where do you think we're at? We're at 75 votes. Where do you
cute.
Think we're at?
Cute's gonna win.
It's 51-49 ugly. It's 51-49 ugly.
Oh gosh.
Vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. Mark Lavoie, are Shih Tzus cute or ugly?
They're cute, very cute, but I can't tell them apart from a Lhasa Apso.
That's all the same. They're all rat dogs anyway.
They're sweet little animals.
They're not. They are sweet, but they're ugly. They look like if you dipped a rag in water and then shook it really hard. That's what it would look like. I'm afraid.
But pugs are ugly and they're cute. I mean, they're cute. They're so ugly. They're cute.
Pugs are great.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.